Because most people, start a new week, we'll start from the Mishnah. Especially Thursday, a lot of people are busy. A lot of prepared for Shabbos.
Oh.
Fine.
So where are we holding?
We're holding it in Sechus Makos, the Hei Amidah.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. So we'll start the Mishnah again, just because I see a lot of... Hei Amidah. The Mishnah, the second Mishnah. We'll go back. Makos. Let's see this Mishnah. Ein ha'edim na'ase zomim. Edim do not become edim zomim. Ad she'ezimu es atzma. Until the second peer of edim zomim, they do hazama on they themselves. Meaning like this. What's the case again? That we have two witnesses come and say, really the Mishnah is going to say. The Mishnah is going to talk. Ketzad. What's the case? Amru, let's say they said the following. The two witnesses come, group number one of witnesses. Amru, they say the following. May Eden Anu Be'ishpani, we testify on a certain man, Shaharag Asa Nefesh, that he killed a different soul. That's what they come and say. To group one of Eden come and say, we saw Reuben kill Shimon. That's what they said. So Amr Lahan, so they say to them, meaning who's the they? The second pair of witnesses say to them, that's good. Amr Lahan, they say to them, Hich Atem Eden, how are you testifying? Shaharag, because behold, Ne'arag Zeh, either this person, the Neharag, the one who you're supposedly got killed, or Ahorigs, or this killer, Haisa Imanu, Haya Imanu, were with us, Oisayim, that day. On that day, in a certain place. It says, Ein Eluzan. So again, what happened in this Mishnah? We're saying, you do not become Edim Zarmin, unless you, the second pair of witnesses, say, that the Edom, the first witnesses themselves were with us. Meaning, if this, what happened over here? First group one of Edom come and say, Reuben killed Shimon on Sunday morning in Yerushalayim. Reuben killed Shimon Sunday morning in Yerushalayim. Right? Now group two come and says, what do you mean? Reuben was with us in Bnei Brak on Sunday morning. Or they say, Shimon, the guy who supposedly got killed, was with us in Bnei Brak. That's not a case of Edom Zon. If the Edom come and say either the supposedly the murderer or the guy who got killed were with them, that's not the Torah's case of Edom Zod that we carry at the Allah Kasha Zod. Right? That's the Edom Zod. This case is not a case of Edom Zod. Let's see the Mishnah further. Aval, however, Amru, let's say they say, the second pair of Edom say, Amr Lahem, they say to them, Heichat them Edom. Right? The second pair says to the first pair of witnesses, Heichau Atem, how could you say Edos? Shrebi Ho. Atem Hayisem Imanu, you were with us Osayom that day, but Makaplani in a different place. How could you say you saw Reuben kill Shimon Yerushalayim on Sunday if you were with us at that time and that day in Bnei Brak on Sunday? So that's the Torah's case of Edom Zomim. Hare Elu Zomim, this is the case of Edom Zomim. The Neharagim and the first pair of witnesses will get killed al pihem through the mouths of the second pair, which means this is the Torah's case of Kasha Zama. That whatever you first aid and plan to do to the other guy, that's what gets done to you.
Who's the mission of the Gemara quoted in the beginning on the first daf, right? You're saying we already know how.
Yeah, on daf gimel, the beginning on daf gimel amud bay gimel amud al. We already quoted this mission. Yeah, we brought this mission already. Good. So we're saying this is the case. Right. Bay amud al. We brought this mission. Good. So these are aid and zayman. Fine. So this is the case of aid and zayman. That's what comes out of here. So let's see the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Yeah, first Rashi on the Mishnah. Good
so
far. Fine, so let's see this Rashi. Let's see the first Rashi. The first Rashi of the Mishnah says, Shiazimu es Atzman. What happened over here? Rashi says, Shiazimu, what's Allah? In Edom Zomim, they have to say that these guys were planning. What do you have to do? Shiazimu es Atzman. Shiazimu es son. Be'iske gufan. How does Rashi explain it? What does it mean they have to do Edom Zomim? They have to do the Hazama they have to accuse the Edom themselves. So Rashi says, what do you mean they themselves? It means, Rashi says very clearly, Shiazimu Aysan, they have to, like, so to speak, accuse them, Be'iske Gufa, like dealing with the Guf of the Edom, the main part of their Edom. But lo Be'iske Ahurig, not dealing with the Ahurig, the Ahurig, the one who got killed, Ahurig, the killer, the Ahurig, the one who got killed, Kedafarash Fasam. Meaning, Rashi is explaining, what do they mean the Guf of the Edom? Rashi is explaining like this. You could either try to tackle a little part of the Eidos.
Wait, wait, you're just the first Rashi in the Mishnah, not the Gemara.
Yeah, first Rashi in the Mishnah. Again, first Rashi in the Mishnah. Shehizim was Atman. I was reading the first Rashi in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Good? Again, read it again. Shehizimu, Ay's son. You have to accuse them, so to speak, the witnesses. Be'iske Gufa, dealing with their Guf, with the Edom themselves. The loyma is gay, not with the dealings with Ahurig, the killer of Ahurig, the one who got killed. The Farash Allah like would explain what now, meaning like this. We're saying like this, okay, say, what's the case of Edom Zayim? What do the second pair have to accuse the first pair? Right? Either you could say they could accuse them of some details and some details are off. Either the murderer was with us, or the person who got killed was with us. Saying that's not good enough. You have to go to the kuf of the Edom, then what's the main part of the Edom? The main part of the Eidus is, what's the main part of the testimony? That I saw something. If I tell this guy, you were with me, so you didn't see anything, I just went to the guts of the Eidus and I knocked it out. So that's what we're saying. You have to go to the guts of the Eidus and knock out the whole Eidus. Don't knock out some facts of the story. The Torah wants us to knock out the Eidus itself, the whole testimony, the main core of the testimony, which is the fact that I saw it, that Reuben killed Shimon. The fact that you saw it is the main part of the Eidus.
Good.
It's good?
There's a Gufa means physical involvement.
That's Hasha, that's what Rashi means. The Rashi really means the Iske Kufa, the dealings with them themselves.
Physical involvement.
That they weren't about. That you saw the story. Your physical involvement means you saw the story. That's what it means.
There was some effect for the physical involvement.
On that point, meaning on the fact that I'm saying, I saw A, B, and C.
They weren't there. You.
Iske Kufa, it's the dealings of them, their body, their
right.
themselves.
Say right. themselves.
Dealings of themselves, not the dealings of the other people around. Right. It's right. dealings of themselves.
Good? Fine. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. The halacha is, you have to go to Edom Zayim and have to accuse them on the Zayim itself. I said in the chat also, I'd say Rashi says like you were saying. Rashi literally says like you said. I think in the chat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was curious where
it's not like that. Fine. Rashi is like being more literal, but I think also the chat is more also like that. Fine. So let's see. Let's go further in the Mishnah. Right? Now we'll go further in the case of Edom Zayim. A new halacha. Let's say, so what happened so far? So far we have two groups of Edom. The first group of witnesses says Reuben killed Shimon. That's group one. Good, that's group one. Group one, first group of witnesses says Reuben killed Shimon. Group two says what? Group two says, you, group one, were with us. That's a group two. So we say, as of now, group one is knocked out. Now comes group three. And who do they say like? Who does group three say like?
One.
They say like group one. Good. Everybody learned the admission over here. Group three said like group one. That we also were there. We saw Reuben kill Shimon in Yerushalayim on Sunday. So what happened? So bo achir b'yizimon. V'yizimon. But again, group two comes back and says, you're with us. Also in B'nai Brach. You're also with us.
Nope.
Bo achir. Group four comes. Vezimum again, group two comes and says, you're with us. So every group that tries to say Eidus that Reuben killed Shimon Yerushalayim on Sunday, group two knocks them out and says, you're with us. So what does the Tanna Kamma say? Afilu Meya, even if there are 100 testimonies, Kulam Yargu will kill all of them because of group two. Since group two says that they're Eidus Zayman, they say, you're with us, we're going to kill all those groups based on the Eidus of group two. That's the Torah's Chiddush of Eidus Zayman. The Chiddush is group two is believed. Not only they're stronger than group one, anytime they'll always come after the next group, the second one is believed. That's the Torah's Chiddush. That meaning, really, we said a few times already. Really, why should group two be better than group one? Ravadi, why is group two better than group one?
It came last.
Yeah, it's usually a two against two. Every Eidus is a trey utrey. It's two against two. The Torah's Chiddush at Eidim Zayim is we believe group two over group one.
People understand halacha. Why would anybody come after group two? You have to be a mishugana.
They can, because
so they, if people, what, they want to get killed?
No, they, I don't know.
There is no other reason. It's not logical. It's yes, like committing suicide.
You have to give edicts. There is a law that says you have to give edicts.
But it's committing suicide. Because everybody knows that the edim are the second edim. You don't kill a million people.
That's Rabbi Yehuda's going to say. Not want to say like Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda's saying
no, you say there's a conflict here, correct?
So Rabbi Yehuda's going to say that you shouldn't believe the second group. Because you're saying everybody's mishugana because you keep believing the second group.
Yeah, because if they all come there, they're all crazy, all insane.
But
what,
so
Rabbi Yehuda's going to carry, you know?
So Rabbi Yehuda, so let's see the Mishnah. Because the Tanakama holds what? Tanakama holds, the first opinion of the Mishnah holds, that every group, the second group will always knock them out. Because they'll always come
back. Can knock them out.
What?
Can knock them out.
Can, yes. Not can, knock them out. The second group, will, they'll always be second. Every Eidus comes, they'll be second. They'll knock out group number one. Group number one will come, they'll knock them out. Group number three comes group number two and knocks them out. And the Torah says, the second Eidus is always strong. Good? Mm-hmm. Even 100 Eidus. Fine. Come to Rabbi Yehuda and says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Isn't this Izu? So they have a fancy word in art school, right? Isn't this Izu? These guys are a bunch of phonies.
Oh, hey, talking. That's a
what are they? Fine. Plotters. Because if these guys are coming and saying that every group was with them, it doesn't make so much sense. They probably made up between themselves that any group that comes to say Eidos, like Rav Nachman said, these guys are a bunch of phonies. Every group that comes, we're going to go against them. So he says, you don't believe them, group number two, after every group. The Eidon Nerak, Elakater, Rishon Abavan. We only kill the first group. Because we're assuming as of now, these guys are a bunch of phonies. Group number two is a bunch of phonies. Phonies.
We're assuming after the first group.
So I have to see the Gemara why.
Right.
So right, as it, when the first group came, we accepted them.
Right.
No, the first group, nobody else.
So we accepted them. Then afterwards, all the other groups, we don't accept them because we assume there's something up with them. Now the Gemara is going to ask, once you realize they're phony, so you shouldn't take them for their first group either. Right. We'll see that in the Gemara.
Another question: when did the second group come? How soon after the
right
first?
Right after. It doesn't matter. There,
no,
it doesn't
no,
matter.
Because
before the
Allah,
month, before the Gemara did. They came
okay.
Before the Gemara did.
Okay.
Good. Fine. So again, Rehuda Armer, isn't this Yisroel? These guys are a bunch of plotters. The Inanarek El Istatis. Fine. Istatis Yisroel. This is Istatis.
Is this somebody's like very weak and can't...
That's Istatis.
Istatis.
Almost. Istatis.
Right,
close.
Istatis.
Fine. Satya. Good. Isn't this the only the first group can kill? Let's see Rashi. Also, Rashi is going to help us with this interesting word istatis is supposed to mean. That's an interesting word. Fine. Let's see Rashi here. Let's see the second Rashi on the Mishnah. Bo Achirin. Yeah, everybody's with us?
Yep.
We're looking at
Mr. Istatis. What does Archibald say? They're plotters, no?
Istatis.
Fine.
So we're looking at the G2.
Istitis.
Thomas.
Fine. Let's see Rashi. Everybody stay tuned. Po Achir. What happened over here? Po Achirin. Sheidu Alav Ke'edah Sarishain. I mean, what was group number three coming to do? So Rashi helps us out and tells us. Sheidu Alav, that they said Eidos on this person, their Eidos HaRishonim, like the original Eidos. Meaning they also agreed that Reuven killed Shimon. That was what the third group, meaning we said, the third group came, which means what was the third group doing? Sheidu Alav, that they were saying Eidos on him, meaning on Reuven, that he killed Shimon. Ke'edos, just like Eidos HaRishonim, like the original group, the first group number one. Now what happened? Vihizimu, who did Hazam on them? Rashi tells us. Elu Hashnayim, the same two, Shehizim was Arishainim, that did Hazama, that accused the first group. Hizim and Gamas Achrainim, they also did Hazama on the last group. I mean, group number two keeps going against everybody else. That's what Rashi explained. And the Tanakhama says, the first Yudha says, Afilu Hein Meya, Rashi says, Afilu Hein Meya, even if they are Meya Kitas, 100 groups, Zu Achar Zu, one after another, they cut Achas, and one group, meaning group number two, keeps coming Hizimasan and accusing them for lying. Kula Nyaregu, we kill all these 100 groups based on the testimony of the group number, which we're calling group number two. Kadri Behuda says, no. Istatis Yisroel. These guys are phonies. Hakata Zeis, this group, meaning group number two. Kachal Eidus, they're a group of Eidus of Sara Vasatiyah. Sara means like a Ben Sora Umara. They're a bunch of strayers, like a rebels, like a Ben Sora Umara, someone who strays. like they're not straight people. Sarah v'satya. What does satya mean? The word satya, Rashi is explaining, the word istatis, Rashi is learning, is kind of the word satya. Which satya is really, on the when the Torah says the word Sarah, like ben Sarah Umar, someone who strays, the Targum, the unclos, the Aramaic, translate the word, that word to be satya. So that's what Rashi is bringing us here. That's where the word istatis is coming from, the word based off the word satya.
Is this
way
around?
What?
Is this adjective of satya to create this noun of istatis?
Yeah, because we're calling these people.
They are
istatis, yeah. So it sounds like that's what we did. So Rashi is based on the word satya, like strayers, and like they're straying off the path. Basically, they're not straight people, they're like crooked people. Basically, you say they're plotters, phonies, whatever you want to call them.
Like wayward.
Wayward.
What's
that? I just finished Rashi. Which means what? Sarvasati, kach natlu etza, they've made an etza, they took a plan between them, meaning they made a plot between them. Lahazin, to do hazama, to accuse, as kol habo, all who come, lahayr alav, to say etza on this man. These guys plotted that any group that comes and says aids us that Reuven killed Shimon, we're going to say that they were with us.
This Rashi wrote this Lashon Sarah also here for the chat that this is not necessary. So can you learn from there that Rashi holds that they were the Ishmael?
No, because Rashi is saying the word on the word Sarah is the Targum Satya.
Ah, yeah?
Yeah, that's Rashi.
Ah.
That's how they explain this fancy Gemara.
Exactly.
The Sarah means, the word Sarah,
Vesat, Rashi. But he said Sarah Vesat.
I understand, but it's the same word. It's all the same word. Sarah Vesat, it's the same type of word. The Sarah means, Rashi means Sarah, the transformation. Unkelos is going to be Satya.
So wait, what's Hebrew words? Aramaic?
Yeah, Sarah is the Hebrew, Sarah.
Right.
It's the Hebrew. And Satya is translation of Targum, and Unkelos is Aramaic. What? No, that's what it is. That's Rashi. Well, who says that that's what Rashi is saying? The fancy Gemara, they explain around, they break down the Rashi.
Is it Rishayna or just the Gemara itself?
Who?
Whoever wrote this book says it.
Whoever they got it from, they didn't make it up. So they tell me that they know if you open a Chumash where Sarah means Satya. It could be that. I didn't look at it. It could be. I'll check later if you want. Fine. So Sarah is Satya. Good. Fine. So somewhere in our Mishnah, we have two different halachas. We have two halachas. We have two rules in our Mishnah. The first rule, what's the first rule? What's the first rule of our Mishnah? What's the first rule? First halacha, our Mishnah is.
Mishnah.
No, our Mishnah.
And
good. Rabbi, what's the second halacha?
Second
halacha
is not.
Oh, the ketzah, the ketzah? No, the next halacha. The thing, Bawachir, the second group keeps on coming.
Is the Tanakhama says that if an additional group of Aiden came to give Aidus on the person on trial,
right?
And the group that made the first Aiden Zenim, that group that made the Aiden Zenim, they could also make the second group that came Aiden Zenim, third group, even up to Hansu.
Good, fine.
And they all get executed.
Fine. And Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't agree to that. Let's see the Gemara. Minahani Mili. Baruch Hashem. Perfect. Minahani Mili, where do we know this from now? Whenever Gemara says Minahani Mili starts off, it's always going back on. What's it going back on?
The first case.
The first case of the Mishnah. They were saying Minahani Mili. So what was the first case of the Mishnah? First case of the Mishnah was that you have to do Edom Zomim on the Edom themselves, not on the testimony, on the Edom themselves that you Edom were with us. So Gemara said, Minah, from where Hani Mili do you know these words? Where do you get this halacha from? What's your source? I mean, what's your source? You told me a Mishnah, you told me a halacha. Where do you get it from? Where are you coming from? Meaning, what's the Gemara asking? Because the Pasha is not like that. Meaning, Gemara is asking, why are you narrowing down the Torah's case of Edom Zayim? In the Torah, when you read the Halacha Edom Zayim, does it necessarily say in the Torah that you have to only do Hazam on the Edom themselves? Chanan, when you read the Pesukim in the Torah, when you read the Shnei Mikra, does the Torah say you have to do Edom Zayim on the witness himself?
Do you have to give them Hazam?
Does the Torah say that? If you read the Torah, does it say that in the Torah?
No.
It doesn't say that.
We don't.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't say in the Torah you only do Edom Zayim on the Edom itself. So where did the Mishnah get this from? The Torah sounds like, whether you do Hazam on the Edom, if you say the Edom were with us, if you say the killer was with us, the guy who got killed, where do we get in our Mishnah to say that Halacha Edom Zayim only applies if you're going against the Edom themselves? Marazom, Minahani Mili, where did you get this from? You tell me Chidushim, where are you coming from? That's the Gemara's question.
The default would seem that also you could zone
yeah,
by that.
Everybody, read the Pesukim. Everybody, I don't care. It just said you found them to be the first guys. That you, it said Emmanuel, you were with us. So it doesn't say who. So where did our Mishnah decide that you have to only do Hazama? They have to say that the witnesses themselves are with us. Where did you get that from? Where do you get the first halacha of the Mishnah from?
What's the default pasuk that would give us a halacha of saying also the killer or the person?
I mean, because stop there. If you read the pasuk, it just says, if you read the pasuk, Masisu Lekasha, Zavon Lassalach, Ratham and Kurlech, it doesn't say anywhere. It doesn't seem to say. If you read the pasuk, in the Zaman, it says that these guys made the first one. The second Edom came against the first one.
Is there a basic pasuk that tells you how to zombify somebody?
Yeah, a bunch of pasuk. Yeah, a lot of pasuk. You want to know more about Masisu Lekasha, Zavon, in the basic pasuk we're working off of. She didn't do them like they planned to do to their brother.
Say the process, I'm saying.
It does. If you look at the psukim, from the psukim, if you read the psukim, it sounds like there's no reason. Meaning, now we're going to bring the drasha.
I'm just curious which pasuk.
I mean, this pasuk right here, that we're going to bring in the Gemara right now, and the Tarek. But we're making a drasha. It's only once we make a drasha we see
right.
it. This pasuk right here, Dal, what do you want to say this week?
But it's not saying, how do we know? It's saying, how do we know that you can only zomify based on themselves?
And not
based on proving out something else, like proving out through the killer or proving out through the
good.
Right.
But
proving out that they are false testimony from a different factor.
Fine, but I say how do Gemara know that it only applies to such a specific case?
Right.
You're only proving out that they were Edom themselves. Maybe if you prove out anything in the story, it's considered Edom zone.
Right.
Good, Chaim, it's good. Fine. So what does the Gemara answer? We can find it in the Torah. We find the drushes in the Torah. What does the Gemara say? Let's see the Gemara's answer. Amar Rav Ada. Rav Ada is the first pshat in the Gemara. To Amar Kwa, the pasuk says, Vihine, and behold. So the question how to read this part. I'll read it one way. Vihine, behold, Eid Sheker Ha'id. He testified a false testimony. And then it says, Sheker Ana Ba'achad. The end of the passage says Ba'achad. He spoke out falsehood against his brother. This is one of the psukim by Edom Zayim. So what do we want to learn from this passage? Ad Sheh Ad, we hear the word means Ad. Ad Sheh to Sheker, until we find it, that it's a lie, Kufa Shal Edas, the main part of the Edas. Meaning, Rabbi, when you ask me the way I explain the mission of the Gemara, is it like that? Ad Sheh to Sheker, Kufa Shal Edas. Until you go against the Kuf, the main part of the testimony. That's the Gemara said, not so much like Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi is fun. No, but then the Gemara said, I know, the Rashi Gufun shall eat it.
Yeah.
Sound like the body himself. The Gemara says, Gufa shall eat us.
Yeah.
I mean, I was saying like the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gufa shall eat us. Until they have to go against the main part of the Eidos, of the testimony. Now, what's the main part of the testimony? The facts aren't the main part, the facts are a side point. If that you saw, what's the main part of the testimony? What's the testimony? I saw A, B, and C, right? So we're saying you have to go against the main part of the testimony, which is, oh, I saw something. Which is, I have to tell them that they weren't there.
You'll learn interesting like this. If there was in English, the term of student body, right? What is a student body? Student body is singular, but inside a student body, let's say there could be 10 students, that's plural. So the gufa shel eidos is the body of the testimony. It could be 10
which,
ten
is why, but which is why?
I'm saying the Edom, that's the way we learn the
Pshat. Okay, fine.
It's the body of the Edos, which is the
Edom, the people. Because Rashi again says, like in the Gemara, again, Rashi says, like you, Rashi says right away, look, the first Rashi on the Gemara, what does Rashi say? Gufa shel Edos. Rashi again says, he keeps being careful to say, Gufan shel Edim.
Oh.
Even though it sounds like the testimony, we say, no, it has to be the body of the Edom themselves.
The body of the testimony is the Edom
really,
themselves.
That's really what it is. So the body of the testimony is that you yourself weren't there. That's the main core. If you say, I saw A, B, and C, and I tell you weren't there, so I just knocked out the whole core and the whole body of the testimony. Good?
That's the only way to knock them out, by saying they weren't there?
In order to do Kasher Zama.
Yes, that's
the only way. Completely. There's no
yeah, in order to keep the halacha of Kasher Zama, only in this way. It's the only way.
I can knock them out by saying they were blind.
Pashas, I don't know. It's a good question.
Heard a bullet, they heard gun,
no, that would also be good. No, that would also be good. If I not go to the court, I say you couldn't see it for whatever reason. You were with me. That's a good question. I don't know. So that's a good question.
Knocking them out.
That's all, you're right. But you're right. It has to be you. The terrorist case
is. Their testimony wouldn't be accepted.
Right. It wouldn't be.
It would just knock out their testimony.
The fact is that they're conclusively without
only
a benefit of doubt.
Only presumably.
Only presumably.
Right.
And testify
you can still knock out
good.
Their testimony, Abraham. It just wouldn't be zoned.
You share the check, right? That's
the check. Now, the question is just, the Gemara said a very nice thing. The question is, how in the world we just saw it in the Pesukim? Well, we brought a pasuk, and we said, we see from here. You have to go against the gufa of the Eidos. You have to go against the testimony itself. Now, where in the world do you see it from this pasuk? So maybe tell me the chacham, someone can tell me how they learned. How do you see in this pasuk anything?
So
So what did the Pasuk say? The Pasuk said, Hine eat shagar, eat shagar, ana.
Hine eat shagar.
Yes.
Yes, how do you see it?
Number one, is this a superfluous? What gives us room to doubt the fact there's a superfluous eight?
Oh.
What it tells us eight sheker twice.
Oh. So you're saying the fact that it said an extra word eight.
So therefore, Rav Ada is darshan the first eight sheker to say ad sheker until you falsify.
Fine. So some will say a little more. The Ritva says a little more than that. We'll say the pshat in a second. The Rambam says the easier pshat. The Rambam says that why did the word patar say eight? It said you have to go against the eight himself. It didn't say eidos. The Pasuk didn't say his testimony was sheker. It's a funny terminology. But the Pasuk is saying we found the eight to be an aid, a witness who is lying. We didn't say his testimony was lying, which means the eight sheker means we have to find out that he never saw the whole story. The whole witness is a lie. I mean, not his testimony is a lie. If he saw this something happen, a little bit of the story. He saw, let's say, roommate kill, and he saw someone else kill Shimon. Then it means your some part of your testimony was a lie. No, it doesn't say eid dos, your testimony was a lie. It says eid. The Rambam says because when he reads in halacha, that means he doesn't. That's he passing the halacha. He says since it says eid, the test of the, it sounds like
this is singular eid.
Singular. The eid himself,
right, as
is a lie.
What does it do with the drush?
That's it, that is how he says
the
drush.
It's on the
he's
body.
Not saying it's from
on the person's body.
He's saying,
not on the
he's saying that
the fact that Torah
all this drush comes from.
Go
not the fact that superfluous, but from the fact
that the Torah says
that it's aid.
Aid. You found
testimony. It's the aid, the witness himself, as opposed
to
the.
According to Rambam, according to Rambam, what gives Rav Ada the right to change the word aid from ad?
Does it ad? Does it ad? No, that's the Gemara talking.
Yeah, the Gemara. I'm saying Rambam.
I thought the word ad.
What?
He said what?
The pasuk is aid checker.
Let's change the word ad.
No, we change it. You say.
Isn't
how does Rambam explain
ad shit kasher? Ad until you lie. He's not good. The word ad doesn't come from the word aid.
No.
That's
ad. No,
that's not.
That's a drush.
It's not.
But the fact that there's two, it says aid sheker twice. Therefore, of others coming to say hine ad shit kasher aid sheker.
No.
So that's how you reread it. Until
I don't know
you
like that.
Falsify the aid sheker.
I don't know like that. I don't think anybody learned
that's
it.
How we
learned.
Yeah, that's how we
Ben Chanan was like that.
That
the ad is also a drush. That's part of the drush.
No, the ad shaker comes from the superfluous aid shaker.
Right.
You look at the words.
Right.
The
series
says, "Kuma ad."
Yeah, but I don't know he's saying from the word ad. He's just saying stam. I don't think he's coming from the word ad. One aid is the part. I don't think Gemara is saying ad. I don't think we're doing that. Pasha is not the pasha for sure.
Aid shaker, aid shaker.
I understand that. Why are you saying until you do this? I don't think it's called
that.
Ad.
Could that be
I didn't learn pshat. I don't see the rechlan easy to even say pshat. Pasha just means until. It just means until. I don't think it's coming from the word aid. She's saying ad shet the shaker kufishal aid. That's not the pasha.
If it is coming from the word aid, the first aid, then you read the pasha. Behold, until you falsify the false witness.
Hey, I don't think it's pshat.
I understand.
Until
you falsify the false witness.
It doesn't sound like the rabbi meant that. Especially if you do Ritva also, because he says it's pshat. Fine. The Ritva says because it comes the extra word eighth sheker. It said the word eighth sheker twice.
Yeah, that's what he said. Eighth sheker twice. Therefore, he darshans the first eight sheker to say ad
shet yishaker. I don't think it's the pasha reading the Gemara, but fine, it could be someone slip shot that. I don't think Rabbi Nachman is saying it. Doesn't say that fairish at all. You just said it till the hina eight sheker eight ad shet yishaker. I don't know. Maybe I didn't really like that. For the Rambam, for sure, it's not going like that because
right.
He's not learning from the extra word ad and ad. He's not learning from. He's just
or
saying.
From sheker or from
he's not even learning from eight sheker. He's not. He's just saying simple because it said the word eight and didn't say eight dos. It just said you're going against the eight himself. You got to go against the goof of the eight.
So then, according to Rambam, what Rav Ada's writing here is not a drush.
What is the drasha? Because it said Ada, not Eidus. The Torah should have wrote Eidus.
It's vowelized from
that's
A.
The
first two are Aid. It's vowelized to Aid. And then the third one is odd until.
Nachon.
This is how it is in the.
No, that's good. That's good. Fine. Well, that's good.
It's Aid, Aid,
no,
Odd. It's witness, and then until.
Nachon. In Aid, Sheker, Aid. And then why is it Ad, Shetashai? And then still, Avram wants to say that first Ad is making a drasha from the first word Aid. We're switching like the Aid to Ad. Until you go against the first Eidos. I don't know.
Until you falsify, you would read the new pasuk as Hine, Ad she tishaker ha'eid sheker. Until you falsify the eid sheker.
Okay, I'm not sure. I see what you're saying.
Anyway, so what was the pshat?
Stop. The rabbi was saying stop. It didn't say eidos. It didn't say eidos. It didn't say that they found that the eidos is eidos sheker, the testimony. They found that the testifier is sheker. Now, what does that mean? That you yourself weren't there.
That's so the, therefore, that comes to exclude every testimony on the murderer or the murderer you were here.
You only have to find out that this guy wasn't there.
Does go. Does say anything about these words?
No, he's not going. He just learns from Abe. He doesn't. He just says. It's on the Pirush Mishnah. It's the thing.
No, says, I don't understand, but I want to take it.
Fine. If you want to see it in the Rambam, read that is in the Pirush Mishnah. It's the Rambam. That's the Rambam says. On the Mishnah, it's mean. On the Mishnah, it's the Rambam says.
Should actually give us time.
No, you can look it up. On the Mishnah, it's the Pirush Mishnah. The Rambam. Fine. That is Rav Adda's drasha. That's where Rav Adda says the source for our Mishnah. That's the first one. Let's see the Gemara. The second line of the Gemara. The Beir Rav Shmuel Tana. Rav Shmuel learned from a different source. That the Torah says, La'anos boi Sarah. Literally, the Torah means, literally, the Torah says, La'anos boi Sarah, that you should, La'anos boi Sarah, that you should speak out. Also, it's talking about Edom Zarmin. And it says that they should speak, that Edom spoke out something which was like, Sarah means like diverted from the truth. They said something which was like also straying from the truth. Also by Edom Zarmin. So he makes a drasha, what does it mean? Adshe Tisra, which Rashi says for the Lord, like Husra, told it's removed, Gufa shall Edus. I mean, the word Sarah really means like it's like a crooked Edus. Lanas by Sarah. They speak out a Sarah like a off, like a Sarah, like a strayed, a wayward testimony. What? Off the beaten path, Yosef says. And but the drasha, we're making a drasha. The drasha is Acha Tisra. The word Tisra means removed. Until we remove Gufa shall Edus, the actual, the body of the Edom itself, until we remove it, the Edom never saw the story. That is Rav Yishmael's drasha.
What's the drasha?
That the pasuk says Sarah.
Right, it was crooked.
The word, we're saying the word Sarah, even though it really means straight, we're saying right. It means Tisra, as in removed.
Ah.
Acha Tisra, until it's removed.
And Sarah, got it.
It's a drasha. It's the same type of word. It doesn't really mean, even though Sarah means, like, off the beaten path, straight. Acha Tisra, until it's removed, the Gufa shall Edom, the actual Edom that they never saw the story. That's what we have to do. Let's see Rashi. The second Rashi on the Gemara. La'anos by Sarah. So, where is this pasuk brought down? Rashi says, it's not a pasuk from somewhere else. But Parshas Edom Zayim makes it. This pasuk was written in the Parsha talking about our topic of Edom Zayim. Sarah. So Rashi explains what we're saying. Edus hamusaris. Has to be the Edus which is removed. So Rashi explains what that means. Shehusru misham, that is removed from there. So we have to remove the actual Edus by saying that you, Edom, you witnesses, never saw the story. That's the drasha according to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. Fine. So right now, what happened in our Gemara? We asked, what was the source of our Mishnah? That the only time it's a case of Edom Zayman is if you go against the Edom themselves. You say that you, your Edom, were with us. And not any other facts. Not that the killer, the murderer, the killer. So we say two drashas, either from the first pasuk, according to Rav Adda, v'hine eichekra eid, or according to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, from a different pasuk. Linus by Sarah. Either way, they're making a drasha out of a pasta, according to both drashas. So that's the source for our Mishnah. Fine. So now that our Mishnah finally got on the topic of Edom Zayimin, right, like we spoke about earlier, why we have to wait till Daf Hey. But now we're going to go into a few interesting cases. The Gemara is going into cases of Edom Zayimin. What's cases that are called Edom Zayimin and what's not called Edom Zayimin? Amar Rava. Two people come to Bestin. But Amran, they say the following. The Mizrach Bira, on the east side of this palace, right, like Rashi says, directly, Harak Pliny Asta Nefesh. Pliny killed a certain person. Right, in the east side of the palace, we saw Reuben kill Shimon. That was group number one. Uba'u Shnayim, a second group came, a second group of witnesses. But Amran, they said, Va'alayin, isn't it? But Myra Bira, in the west side of the palace, Imanu Ayisab, you were with us. So this seems to be a case of Edom Zayimin. You're saying you're on the east side of the palace at 11:30 on Sunday, but you were with us on the west side of the palace at 11:30 on Sunday. So heck, you see Reuben kill Shimon at 11:30 on Sunday. You were with us. You couldn't have seen it. So
you're false.
You're lying. And this is the case of Edom Zayimin. You might say like this. Chazina, we see like this. If when we are standing in the west side of the palace, Michsi chazu lemizrach bir. We're able to see from there the east side of the palace. Ein elu zaymin. They're not elu zaymin. Because it could be, even though they were with us on the west side of the palace, they really saw Reuben kill Shimon on the west, on the east side, right? Because you could still be. What are we telling them? You were with us on the west side, but it doesn't matter. Because let's say it's like a hill. The west side is higher, maybe. It could have been they saw down to the east side, so they're not liars. Good. So if you could see it, then they're not Edom Zevim. Ve'im lav, if not, meaning if you cannot see the east side of the palace from where we're standing, hare elu zemin, these cases are Edom Zemin. Simple, right? What happened over here? These two Edom are coming and saying, we saw Reuben kill Shimon on the east side of this palace, right? Another two Edom say, you were with us. So if you could see the east side of the palace from there where they were standing, fine, they're not Zemin, they're true. If you cannot see it from there, then they're Edom Zemin. So I said, pshita, simple. What, you're not telling me any chiddush, right? It was possible to see it, and they saw it. Mar says, no. Ma'alat emo. What? Pshita. Mar says, answer is like this, no. Ma'alat emo, what would have I said? I would have thought the following. Leichosh, maybe you should worry, and you should be chayshish, l'nahara bari, that this person, these Aden had very, they had good, healthy eyesight, right? So even though a person with not such healthy eyesight can't see from there, can't see the east side of the palace from the west side, maybe assume that these guys could see it. Kamashwan, you don't have to assume that. Meaning like this, what happened over here? We have two guys that they said they saw Reuben kill Shimon on the east side of the palace at 11:30 on Sunday, right? Another two witnesses come and say, you're with us on the west side, right? So what happens? Bestin sends their guy there, and they say, go to the west side of the palace and see if you can see the east side. Right? So what happens? Bestin guy comes back and says, you can't see the east side. You can't see?
Unless you're using binoculars.
Yeah, binoculars, you can't see.
That's what he's saying. You can't see it unless you use binoculars.
So they're saying, unless
you come back these guys and say, we have really good eyesight, Kamash Milan, it doesn't say like that.
Kamash Milan, okay. Now, so what are we saying here? Two people say that they saw Reuben kill Shimon on the east side of the palace, right? Now, Bestin sends their guy, and he says, if you're standing on the west side of the palace, you can't see the east side, right? We're going to go, and we're going to tell these guys, sorry, it's very nice, we think you saw it, but since our guy can't see it, we're going to kill you. You're Zemin, we're going to kill you. So everyone's asking what everything is at. Maybe they saw it. How are you killing these guys? How are we so sure they didn't see it? Well, these guys say that when we're standing on the west side of the palace, we're able to see Reuben kill Shimon. That's what they said, right?
On the east side.
We saw Reuben kill Shimon on the east side. We have good eyesight. We could see from the west wing. We could see till the east wing of the palace. We're on the balcony in the west wing. We could see the balcony to the east wing. We have good, perfect view. We saw Reuben kill Shimon. That's what said to the guy, and they say our guys can't see it. Our guys, we sent the check, can't see it. So what do? We kill these guys. How can we kill them? Because they're Edom Zemin. But maybe they did see it. Because the halacha is, what's the halacha? The halacha is by Dina Nefashas, we go after the right. We go after the majority. Even if these guys claim that they could see it, we don't care. Because we go after the majority. And since the majority of people cannot see the east side of the palace when they're looking from the west,
right.
Even if these guys claim they could, we assume they didn't see it.
And you kill them.
And we kill them.
Dina
Nefashas. Because by Dina Nefashas, we go after the majority. So everyone was asking on Thursday, what do you mean? Maybe these guys have very good eyesight. And maybe if you take them to the west side, and you put up, you count your fingers, and how many fingers, they'll tell you. Everybody asks you, just let's see. Why can't we just take these guys, put them to the west side of the balcony, and tell us how many fingers?
Right.
The guy can see how many fingers. Say, you could be saying the truth. Halacha, we don't go by Yechidim. We go by Dina Nefashas, we always go by the majority. So even if these guys say we have perfect eyesight, 20/20, we did laser surgery, we could see from the west side to the east side, we don't believe that.
Dina
Fashion, we go after the right, and sit by the death penalty, in the cases of death, we go after the sit. The majority of people don't have perfect eyesight, and they can't see from the west side to the east side, we assume you're lying, and the halacha is, therefore, you're
in. It's not only do we assume we're lying, there's also two people coming and testifying that they're lying, and then
They're with us. Yeah,
right,
so it's not just we assume
that they're lying.
No, but they're saying we're saying the truth. They're saying we know we're with them.
I understand, but it's stronger than that. It's not just... They already have, also, on top of the fact that the majority of people cannot see this to this distance, they have two people coming and saying, you guys are lying, also. You see what I'm saying?
No, they're only the other two.
They're not actually saying they're lying. They're just saying you were with us.
Right. So that's so they're saying they're lying.
No. They said they saw, but we said, by the way, you were with us standing here.
I hear what you're saying. So they could say you're not lying. You could just say you're standing with us.
For me, I couldn't see it.
Right.
I don't know how you managed to. Right. No,
interesting. That is interesting. I hear what you're saying.
You see, what does that have to do with this? What does that have to do with this? I don't know if that's where the halacha b'din and fashas comes from, that you go after the majority of latot. I mean, I don't know if the source of Akhira and latot. It could be it is. I don't know. I just know they're putting it down over here. That's the pshat. So we hear that b'din and mamlis, you go after the... Fine. There are other rishonim who actually say, everybody's bothered by how do you kill these guys. So there's some rishonim that say that you do kill these guys because you go after the majority. And even though you guys, you Aiden, say you have very good eyesight, most people can't see. We assume you're false testimony, you're Aiden Zemin, you get killed. Other Rishonim say, we're not going to kill these guys. We're just going to assume they're lying that we're not going to kill Reuven. Which means, this guy, these first Edom cut the best and say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon on the east side, on the east wing of the palace. Right? Come another Edom and come and say, you're with us on the west side. Right? And now we take them, now we see, let's see if we can see from the west side to the east side. Best said we can't see. Right? So Rishonim learned, if these guys claim they could see, we'll believe them. We'll believe them. That since you claim you could see, we'll believe you that you're not liars. But on the other hand, since most people can't see, when it comes regarding the guy who you want to kill, we'll go after the majority that you didn't see it. It's interesting. Mean like this. What out of two Edom are going to
say? On both ends? Like,
we're gonna be,
one, we're not going to make absorption, and two, we're not going to testify.
Meaning we're going to go after the majority, but we're not going to kill anybody. We're just going to say that we're not going to kill anybody. We're not saying we're going to kill these guys. That's a sub-reshare. But sub-reshare, we do kill them. Because since you go after the majority, we'll kill these guys. Other people say, no, we're just going to be leading them off. Fine, that's the other reshare. Fine. So stop here. Tamar Bez Hashem.
Stopping?
Tamar Bez Hashem, we're going
to... For
Tamar Bez Hashem, I said we're going to learn. That's from the next Gemara by Amar Rava. It's interesting, it's a very similar case. The next we'll try to get from Amar Rava. It's a big Gemara, the next Gemara. So we'll try to get to that. And the next Va'amar Rava also Bez Hashem tomorrow. Fine. Go ahead. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.